Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, Miami is the backdrop of the new web series Grown. It follows two coming-of-age Haitian-American men as they navigate through a transitional chapter in their lives. The show wrestles with difficult themes surrounding death, relationships, and staying afloat financially. Well, joining, we were talking in studio recently with Joshua Jean Baptiste and Edson Jean, both from South Florida, both graduates of New World School of the Arts. And also we talked with the female lead, Maria Corina Ramirez. She's a Miami native as well as the co-writer of the show, along with Joshua. Now, the show is produced by Adaptive Studios, and it premiered on the web platform Complex yesterday. Now, I started by asking Edson about producing the TV series here in Miami versus going to, say, New York or L.A.
The idea was always that we can do it here, and believing that was the first step because so many people in Miami believe they have to go somewhere else to make something happen. So I think just switching the narrative of believing that it was possible was the first step. And then, of course, there's obstacles. I believe there's obstacles in everything, especially in production. But with obstacles, there's always a loophole. So we were fine.
Corina, to what extent are these stories autobiographical?
To a large extent. I think a lot of the experiences in the show are based on the boys' experiences when they moved in together. And then we looped in some of mine as well, being their friend and some of our other friends. And we just included them in the voices of these characters. But a lot of what you see on screen is not necessarily 100% truth, but it is based on real experiences.
All right. So in the opening sequence of the pilot, we see this very powerful relationship between Joshua and his mother. Now, let's play a short bit from that opening scene. Joshua's character is in a hospital with his mother, recording a video on his cell phone and trying to make her laugh. And after much effort, you finally get her to perform on camera.
Spit it, Mom. How long you had the flu?
Too long ago.
How long in ICU? How long they been cleaning your poop?
Too long ago.
Joshua, can you talk about her role in the series, in the show for your character throughout the series? I mean, even though we start off this way, mm-hmm. I mean, the role she plays for your character.
Without revealing too much, I would say that she has what's the word to put it? I don't want to say a direct effect, but the implications of her throughout the series are kind of an undercurrent of what he deals with. Basically, him having to change environments and live with this promiscuous, problematic cousin of his. You know, he's forced to deal with things that she has taught him. And then, you know, a lot of adults, when they get to a certain age, they kind of have to be like, well, was my mom right? Or were my parents right? Or, you know, it's a fine line because some of the principles that, you know, my mother in real life taught me, like, I still, you know, practice today. But then, you know, if I told my mom some of the things I've done in my 20s, you know, she would disagree. So I would say her effect in the series is not so direct, but it's like an undercurrent of all of his decisions throughout his journey throughout the show.
You talk about your cousin, the character. Who's your character? How would you describe him?
The character Josh is pulled from my actual self when I first moved out. He is more or less naive, but not in a pejorative sense. More like he just, you know, he's very starry-eyed and he's a little nervous and he's not sure to cross the boundaries. So he's very like timid regarding into this fish out of water is the best way to describe it because, you know, he's been sheltered, his mom has given him everything, you know, he's been very like tactfully secure, and you know, now he's in a whirlwind of adulthood that it's kind of slapping him in the face repeatedly over the course of 8 episodes.
Edson and Corina, you both co-wrote the series, and I wondered, and of course starring in it, but explain that process since the two of you have been working together since your time at the New World School of the Arts.
That process has been it's so in sync right now because we've been doing this for so long, as you mentioned. We come from New World where we learn to collaborate together. Great school. We love it. And it's we've just found a way to work together effortlessly. And there isn't too much. It isn't too heady. It's because time and experience to learn when to push for something, when to not, and just to work in a room with different personalities.
But that's also something that we don't take for granted, because we have a lot of other friends that come from the school and have tried different things with other creatives. And it doesn't always work the first time you start to work with someone. So for that to happen organically with Josh, myself, and Karina was definitely something that we don't take for granted and we appreciate.
And we definitely balance each other out, too, because we each come from, you know, obviously a different perspective. So it's nice to, when we get in a room, when, you know, each of us pull from our perspective. And sometimes, you know, we get very creatively passionate. But it's
Karina keeps us in check.
I keep them in check as a woman police.
Well, you know what? When you guys are in when you're talking about a creative environment, does there have to be one person who is kind of taking the lead, or how do you? Because look, everybody's got their own ideas. We should do this. We should do it this way, or maybe let's try this. Are you just open to, like, let's try everything? Or no, we're going to do it this way? I mean, what's the...
I got to tell you, like Edson said, you know, we don't take our chemistry for granted, because it's not like someone's necessarily a leader, but Karina and I know when Edson is going to run point on something. Edson and Karina know when I'm going to run point on something, and then, you know, vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, we all know who's best at what, or who's best for that situation. Sometimes we have to take the mantle of, you know, whatever needs to get done. But I think that's the important part of chemistry. You kind of know when to pull back to be like, oh, like, we have that chemistry in regards to, we know when to pull back and we know when to push.
All right, so much of this show follows the experience of the Haitian American, and I want to play a short scene from a funeral service during the show. Joshua was speaking with his family members about the next steps of his life now that his mother has passed.
Joshua, you need to go to school. Okay, Sherry? That's what your mother wants.
The call?
Edson.
She's talking kata, okay? Be a man. You need to work. Travail. So you can save the house. Maybe that's it.
Edson.
Listen. Joseph, work hard, okay? So Josh, work hard. Like mother, like son.
Edson, s'il vous plaît. Pay Boucho. Be quiet.
Why is it important for you to have genuine voices speaking in French Creole for the show?
The art of specificity, man. I mean, we come from the school of, like, generality is the killer of all art. So, like, there's so many treasures in being specific, and that's something that we all make sure to keep each other accountable for. Because why not? I mean, Edson and I, we've been looking at media for the past couple of years, and we haven't seen accurately portrayed Haitians on screen. Not really. You know, I watch some shows, and I'm like, that person's Jamaican. Why are they, like, what? You know, yeah. And you can tell, like, I mean, from a broader perspective, you know, some dude in the Midwest is probably not going to know that that's not a Haitian, but I think that's a part of the problem. Like, you know, why not be specific so you can reach out to that person in the Midwest and be like, oh, that's a Haitian person. You know what I mean? So, and I think the color palette is a lot brighter and more vibrant if you are specific.
Yeah, I think for us, the most important thing is representation.
Yeah.
And art is so important because it's a reflection on life. And when you grow up in a society that doesn't authentically depict or represent who you are and where you're from, you're left to almost feel like you don't exist in a world, and it mm-hmm. trickles down. It trickles down into how society responds and with your specific race or ethnicity or background, because they're almost seen not to value you as humans because they don't see you in the life, in their art, and you're not reflected. So for us, representation was everything. I just grew up, no form of mass media were Haitians or Haitian Americans depicted accurately in my memory.
And Karina, growing up in Miami as a Venezuelan American, I'm curious about, you know, your experiences as a Latina and that Haitian culture in the mix, because the city will mix it all together. I mean, how did you accomplish that in the writing? And what are some of the personal experiences you had that you go back to and say, well, this is why this has to be this way?
One of the most beautiful things, I think, about that's reflective of my real life experience is the friendship between my character Robin and Josh. They're best friends. And that's also one of my favorite things about this city. As you said, everything gets mixed up here. And there's this universal understanding of struggle that we have, because everyone, a lot of people that are here come from, you know, are exiled, come from countries that are in hardship, and they come here looking for, you know, the American dream, for a better life. And so that universal language allows us to blend together people here. You know, we band together Haitian Americans and Jamaicans and Venezuelans and Colombians and Cubans. And then that beauty of Miami, of that kind of melting pot, I think has a lot to teach the rest of America about, you know, joining together because of what we have in common and not our differences. And so it's really nice to be able to represent that and showcase that in our show.
I mean, the food also is a perfect example of that. I mean, I can rock with Venezuelan food any day. Cuban food, like, I mean,
Josh is hungry, obviously.
Again, I'm talking with Joshua Jean-Baptiste and Edson Jean, and also Karina Ramirez. They are the creators of this new show that is produced by Adaptive Studios, and it's going to premiere on the web platform Complex on May 22nd. It is a fascinating look at life here in Miami, again, multicultural life here in Miami. And it's also funny. It's got its poignant moments, but it's also really, really funny. And again, one of the interesting aspects is that it is produced here in South Florida. Wanted to ask about, I'm interested about some of the influences in the show. Edson, you worked with Barry Jenkins on the Academy Award winning film Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from that experience?
I worked with Barry a little before I was cast as an actor on the show, and I was reading with actors as we were casting and auditioning actors, so I was able to be in the room with him as he decided which actors felt fit within the tone that he was looking for the show. I think that was the biggest learning process for me, because I was there, I had the opportunity to be right next to him, share ideas and opinions about this actor and what he's looking for in style. And I think the biggest thing was just really allowing actors to do the work for you is what I learned the most.
You know, talk about Moonlight and what it did to really bring attention to, look, I mean, they've been filming stuff in Miami for a long time, but
that's right.
You know, a lot of the time it's just, you know, a studio will come in, do a couple of scenes or get the skyline, mm-hmm. and then they go.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie really brought light to, hey, wait a second, homegrown projects,
mm-hmm.
this can happen, and mm-hmm. it can be very successful. But
yeah.
So that's now, you know, almost a couple of years past. I mean, what has it really worked? Has it really helped the local scene to grow?
I think so.
I feel like it only helps it. It's on its own, it's not going to help, right? I think other creatives and other artists have to be inspired and motivated to continue to write and continue to work and use the momentum of that, because writers and creatives staying in Miami and writing about Miami have to actually do it and have to go, because Moonlight didn't happen overnight. These guys were working on the film for like 8-9 years before everyone even knew it was a thing. And a lot of people in this industry tend to want the quicker route. And I think it's not just this industry. It might just be society. You know, if there's a fast way,
right.
People want to check in for the fast way.
Much of the show dabbles in dark comedy. And I want to play another excerpt from The Funeral Service. This is Edson's character, Wes, speaking with his landlord over the phone.
Wes Pierre, how can I make you smile?
Pay your rent, puto. That's how you're going to make me smile.
Hey, Alfredo, look, I got it. I mean, well, I got half.
You can't get me off. We just did it.
What?
I want the whole thing.
But we still talking about rent? Look, man, this is a bad time.
I don't give a shit.
You hear that? My aunt died. I'm at the wake right now. For real, man, I had to help pay for her funeral.
She can't die!
It's been a rough week.
In my box by tomorrow or you sleep on this game. Sorry for your loss.
All right, so I mean, you have to laugh. It is funny. Is this style of humor? I mean, is that reflective of like the circumstances of your characters and what they're dealing with? But I mean, take us through that scene. It's about what's going on right there with Wes.
I mean,
and who is, by the way, also describe who is Wes?
Wes is just the guy who gets away with everything. And because of that, he's self-aware of that sort of superpower he has and really exploits it and pushes things to the edge And because of that, eventually, maybe too far. But he has for so long, so he's constantly always seeing what he can get away with. And just dragging people, we use the... Josh and I spoke about this, how Wes is like a tornado that's just dragging everything with him, and everybody's just being caught up in his mess. But this this style of comedy, I think, is just really inspired by our lives, because we just really wanted to have a Haitian funeral element in there, because we've been to several, and it's such a culturally specific experience. You're in there, and there's real sad emotions that are going on, but the antics want to make you laugh at times. You're just like, this is insane. But people are like screaming from the deepest part of their soul, and it's real for them. But it's like, yo, is there another way to handle this? Like,
and what? Having the ladies audition for that was just as
fun. Oh my God.
You could write a book about that day.
My God.
Yeah, that was Karina and I had a kind of side quest while Edson was handling director stuff. Her and I were headfirst into the Haitian community trying to find, you know, Haitian ladies that weren't afraid, but were afraid to get real. And boy, I tell you, we got a lot of tapes of just them going at it.
A lot of mourning.
A lot of mourning.
Well, it's a great scene because you pan through the entire room and everybody's acting differently. I mean, yes, you have the women who are wailing and crying. You have one guy who's talking about how great it is to get a free meal. You know? And then of course your character wondering how he's going to pay his bills. I wanted to go to, you know, going through, you see all of these different scenes, Biscayne Boulevard, walking through different neighborhoods. You live in Miami, you know these places or you've seen them. But is it for a Miami-specific audience? Does it matter? Do you think that people outside of here will see that, will understand, you know, again, this is the authenticity part that you're talking about. Because, again, the general, you know, general shows that we see on TV, it's just these outside views of Miami, but this is very specific to Miami. But I mean, you know, is it? Were you gearing it more for a Miami audience?
Yes and no. I feel like yes, because of the people that are in Miami are going to see the authenticity, uh-huh. And they're going to be like, yes, that's my city. The people who aren't from Miami, you know, story wise, will be able to relate to the characters because it's human condition storytelling. Mm-hmm. But it will also be nice for them because they're going to get to, it's going to feel like they're a fly on the wall and getting an inside look at something that they haven't seen in this way before, you know. They're going to get to know Miami in the way that sometimes people haven't ever been to New York or LA, but they feel like they know the city because they've seen so much of it on TV. It's like with Miami, when people get here, they're like, whoa, this is nothing like what I've seen on TV. And we're like, yeah, because it's not really represented.
More than South Beach.
But with shows like this, and again, with Moonlight, and more creative things that will happen like that, it will give the viewers that aren't from Miami that opportunity to be able to get an inside look.
I want to know from all of you, where is Grown going? That's a tough one to ask.
I mean, it's going to premiere, and it's going to have eyeballs on it.
It's going to grow because it's grown.
To grow. Yeah. Yeah.
Storytelling-wise, it'll continue to challenge the perspective of masculinity. I know that was something that we were focused on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue to reach in that because it's an unspoken topic. I think we experienced in our lives, Josh and I, firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And
fatherlessness.
Yeah.
And, you know, the effects of these boys trying to be men guiding each other when they themselves don't have any idea of what they're really doing. And the implications of that.
So again, that was Miami native Maria Karina Ramirez, Joshua Jean Baptiste and Edson Jean, both graduates of New World School of the Arts. And they are the creators that they star in the film, in the series, I should say. It's called Grown and it's on the web platform Complex, which premiered yesterday. You could check out a preview. We'll have it up on our Facebook page, WLRN Sundial. I have to admit, it was kind of funny. And again, all filmed here in South Florida. I just wanted to remind you again, from earlier in the program, we were talking about the Takata airbags, the recall. If you want to find out if your car is on that recall list, you can go to our Facebook page, WLRN Sundial, and we've got a link in there, and you can just put in your vehicle identification number, and it'll tell you if your car is on the list. Again, there's also a number that was mentioned throughout the segment that you can call and find out where you could go to get that airbag fixed. You get it fixed for free, by the way, as they mentioned. So a little more incentive. It is, again, a deadly situation because three people have lost their lives to that airbag here in the state of Florida so far. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.